for our audio enjoyment.
The Sunday Skypers. Atlanta, the Far Seas. Now that we've finished playing this story arc, I think it's probably a good time to set some expectations on what you're going to get in future sessions. If you're expecting some big action adventure on the high seas and Uncharted Isles, we don't quite get there. Not that there isn't some action and adventure, but these characters took things into more of a Coen Brothers movie path. It has plenty of amusing and interesting stuff, but I don't want to give people false expectations about the story you're going to get. When I get the last session put out, I'll probably do a bit of a post-mortem on the whole thing. But until then, enjoy the ride. So, when we last left off, Valentine was looking down at the dead body of Lord Zane.
Oh, I think I'd already have ran.
Is that what he's doing? He's running?
I was running for the ship and hiding, or at least in progress to doing that.
Is this the famous Sandia Retreat or some other thing that we're not familiar with?
I believe it is called Exit Stage Left.
He's Valentine the Dashing, and he's dashing away.
That was terrible, and you should be ashamed.
It's just totally valid, though.
Okay, so you're running. I'll let you do a speed, because as you're running on the path, coming around a turn, you can start to catch a glimpse of somebody coming the other way, and we'll see whether you're fast enough to react before.
Oh, hey, I have a speed attribute. Excellent. Survey says it was a dark night and a fog rolled in.
Okay. Then so as you come around the corner, you come face to face with a pair of Kang guards. Say, you stop.
I'll keep on walking nonchalantly. Why should I? It's a beautiful night for a stroll.
If you keep moving towards them, they draw weapons and go, Halter will cut you down where you stand.
Death if I fight them. Death if I go with them. Well, I would love to stay and chat. I get the impression that you're not here for my health to begin with. And run and duck and weave and slide and dodge and skulk and do everything I can to avoid those two Kang. And if that takes me off on a tangent that runs all night long, sure, we'll see what kind of endurance these guys have. Yes, I know it's not quite dashing and not quite Van Deer swordsmanship, but I've seen Kangs in combat and they're scary.
Well, let's do an initiative to see whether they get a...
There we go. See, now. Yeah, right down the middle of the road.
So you get to act before them.
We're going to dodge those meaty mitts and run for it.
Well, say, yeah, use your evade to get away from their immediate area so they aren't within sword strike on you. And then you can...
I think that's a great idea. Now, do I actually have to roll for that?
Yes.
Damn it. I was afraid of that. 19. Okay, that's respectable.
That will be a full success. So duck under a sword and start sprinting away.
Oh, yeah, we'll admit that Xandir battle cry of whoop, 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 whoop. Now, unfortunately, that does change my plans because I can't run straight towards the ship because that's the same thing as incriminating the whole entire crew and everybody else. So we're going to have to lose the goon squad.
So where are you intending to run here?
Well, it just so happens I spent a lovely afternoon in the fashion districts and mercantile area of the city. So I will use my...
This isn't a city.
Well, town.
This is a...
enclave.
It's a little resort area.
Yeah, but doesn't it connect to the main city eventually?
There is no...
Or is my mental map off?
Yeah, there is really no city here. This is just sort of a resort area for the well-to-do Quan, and there's also a military fortress. And there's the closest thing to city would be like where the servants stay and, you know, do the cooking and the cleaning and all that.
Okay. Well, that's probably where I got my supplies for making that lovely sash.
You just mentioned it to one of the servants that were about, and they brought you samples. Like, well, would you like this? Or no?
Damn, they're good charm and graces. Well, hey, jungle it is.
This little enclave that you're in does have a wall around it.
Yeah, these guys are just way too paranoid for their own good.
They don't like foreigners.
Well, there's got to be more than one gate. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we will run to another gate.
There's one that goes out generally towards the harbor. There's another one that heads generally in the direction of the big mansion type area.
Use your fashion. Disguise yourself.
That usually takes more time and effort than I have. Just trying to get a mental picture here. How easy is it to get up onto the roofs of the buildings in the compound? Because maybe going vertical and then leaping the wall is...
Any of the houses would not be that close to the wall.
Oh, geez, who designs this? Like, prison maintenance system?
No, that would not be pretty if you're, like, look out the window of your lovely vacation cottage and just see a wall.
Right now, wall is one of the things I would love to see. So, I guess we're just going to zig and zag and try to shake the tail and disorient them more than me and make towards the gate to the harbor.
I love how you like how you have to quantify more than me.
Well, like I said, I don't want to point the smoking arbalest at you.
That's a good point. I might have to eat you if you do.
That's not encouraging.
Sounding like a speed to run away.
Yeah, we'll put on that lovely burst of speed. On the bright side, I had some wonderful relaxing companionship earlier, so I'm well rested, right? Maybe.
I guess if you didn't exert yourself, I guess, you know, maybe she wasn't that happy with your performance then.
No, she was quite happy with the performance. It's about how you use your sword. See, speed, that's plus one. Yes! Slippery like an eel! 21.
Right. Then you go running. You think you've lost him at least for a few moments as you come up to the gate and can see a guard standing there at the gate.
Well, if I see him before he sees me, I will definitely slow down, catch my breath, and stroll to the gate. Good evening. Lovely night for a stroll.
No one pass.
I need to get to my ship so I can be ready for the satrap in the morning.
No one pass. You get the idea. He maybe doesn't understand much Talislam.
I could speak low talisman. I'd have to have the tongue of the common people. Oh.
He doesn't understand any talisman. He knows a few words of it, and one of them is no one pass.
Well, you try seducing him.
No, we're not going to try to seduce him. But we are going to appeal to, there's a fee, a toll, and give him 5 GL in assorted currency. And then say, thank you, tip my head, hat, and keep on going. A lame bribe attempt. Bribe. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, you can try that.
See, it's known as speed bribing.
Say, that's at least a -5 on that.
Why am I not surprised? Streetwise help?
Don't think so. This isn't really much of a streetwise.
Well, then, in that case, seduction. Oh, no, we don't have the time for that.
Well, I pray.
Do I have any relevant attributes? Charisma?
Yeah, charisma would
okay. See your modifications. A -3 is better than a -5. Come on, dice gods, be nice. Valentine's got a date, and it's not with the magistrate. 8.
You put the coins in his hand, and he counts them, and looks at you again.
Slowly. And then I just wave bye and I walk.
I know. He held up his hand to stop you again.
I sigh and cross my arms. What? More?
He holds out his hand.
I double it. Says, there. Five for the other hand. Your hands are full. This is where intimidate comes in, right?
No, he's looking at you in your very fine, fashionable garments and looking at the paltry sum you've given him.
I just roll my eyes, take out my coin pouch, and give him the whole thing.
All right.
Don't even count it. I'll leave him to count it.
Yeah, he'll feel the heft of that, stick that away in a pocket, and step back.
Thank you. At a a brisk walk, at least until we break line of sight, and then just start running. I get the impression that Kang are not going to have the same communication problem. Probably. Okay, well, hey, that was 55 coins lost. And that was my favorite money pouch, too.
Went so well with the armor.
It did. Okay, we'll update that. And zoom, skedaddle.
All right. See, Sook, as you're coming back from nearly being eaten by a craw and are coming on the beach, you see a figure running towards the docks. Looks familiar.
Let's see. Well, when he gets within the torches of the docks, I probably will recognize him at that point. Said, oh, it's that fellow. Now, he's a fair fighter. And
he's pretty distinctive. You know, he wears his very distinctive clothing. Nobody dresses like him.
So he's getting past the dock guards then? Because, yeah, you have patrol boats out there.
You can see him before he's gotten
there. Well, there was a patrol boat out, and therefore there's also probably Kang standing guard at the dock, so he's going to encounter them. I still got the Andrelin surge, though, so I'll make my way through the trees until I get to a point where when I see him coming, I'll go,
great. So I don't know if that was the right sound. I'm probably thinking, giant snake, because it's that kind of day.
You know, fish person, what kind of sound am I going to make?
Blub, blub.
I think that is my cue to dig my heels in and take a 90-degree turn and jump into the jungles or trees or wherever you are and crouch down. It's like, are they after you too?
I walk over to him and sort of stand, you know, just plenty of trees. No, not anymore.
Get down.
I crouch down. The satrap's not going to hang you by your nethers, is he?
Contrary to what you might think, things are worse.
He is going to hang you by your nethers. Okay.
No. I probably won't get to live that long. You remember the gracious and fashionably appointed Lord Zane, that the other Zandir that was at our little soiree later this evening?
Let's say yes.
Well, he was rather distinct. Well, he is currently dead and in my room. Why he chose to expire there, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to take the fall for it.
I lean back. So how much do you think you're worth?
I'm trouble no matter how you cut it. Says I would throw money at you to extricate me from this island.
No. I'm not saying that. You throw money at me. I mean, how much would they pay me to turn you in?
You're a lot easier to dismember than the Kang that are coming after both of us.
Oh,
right?
Okay. The Kang. No, there's no Kang after me. Maybe there's the giant eel. You can take your chances with the giant eels.
That's a lot harder to bribe now, isn't it?
But I lean back. I know a way to get out to the boat without actually encountering the annoyances. But I think you have to divest yourself of anything really heavy to do so.
Well, that's a good question. How heavy is Bangalore?
Not heavy as like chain, but it's heavier than just normal cloth.
Yeah, it does happen that I have skill in swimming, so I would like to think that I would actually have in-character knowledge that I can or cannot swim in it.
It has weight 25. Yeah, I think you'll drown if you try swimming in it.
Easy come, easy go, baby.
Or we can wait till morning. I have a spare cot in my hut.
Wow. I'd rather be off this island.
For invitations.
I sit next to you, and I turn your head, and I point to the two Kang guards at the mouth in front of the docks. Then I point to the ship, the little boat in the water with a Kang standing in the back of it with a crossbow. And I say, there's a cot you can sleep in, and then we can deal with this tomorrow morning. How's that? They would never think to look for you there.
Any port in a storm.
Follow me this way.
Walk like a fish, man.
Take him to my cot. And yeah, I clear off all the junk that's on the other cot because I use it more like an extra table than anything else and say, not too many bed bugs.
Better than a Satrap's dungeon.
All right. So back at the cottage, the door to Zamul's quarters fly open and a couple of Kang step in. You are here all night?
I think Sabo's maybe meditating or something on the image he got from the fire. So he sort of just blinks out of it and, looks up and goes, what is this intrusion? Jeeves!
I'm sorry, Master Zamul, they were most insistent.
Oh, he's with them, okay.
Hidden behind the wall of Kang.
Well, what is this about then? Yes, I have been here all evening.
Come with us, you're under arrest.
What? Why?
Oh, Master Zamul, it appears there is a dead Xandir in Mr. Valentine's room. It's not Mr. Valentine, fortunately, but...
Yeah, for a moment there, that's what Zamul thought. Like, there was a moment maybe of panic, like, did I do that or something? But, okay. Very well. One mustn't upset one's hosts. He, gets up and sort of demonstratively puts on some outer robe as if to, clothe himself in some dignity. And he'll say, I assume I will be able to bring my valet and...
He says he's been here all night too, and so we're bringing him in for questioning.
Very well. Although it is an outrage, we'll go with him.
Lead you out of the area to some sort of dungeon-y facility and question you on what you did all night.
The same two Kang are questioning, are posing the questions and interrogating?
No, this is another, probably higher ranking Kang.
All right. Well, if we want to do it in brevity, then, someone would just say that he partook of the proffered stuff, enjoyed himself, and has been meditating.
Jeeves will say that Master Zamul never left his room.
Are we interrogated, in the same room?
Yeah, there's not really much procedure. They're just berating you till they decide to kill you.
Yeah. Do I get that impression?
They certainly get the impression that they would have no problem just killing you and, okay, we're done with that.
Hmm.
Let's solve that problem. On to the next.
In that case, someone will maybe suggest that it would be... a bad idea to mistreat such a person as has gained the satrap's favor, all that stuff. Maybe coerce them a little, if it's possible.
All right. You can try that.
Could I possibly spend those 10 XP to raise my coerce? I have 4 ranks, so the next rank would be 10 points, right? Double the next.
Yeah, the next one would be, to get to 5, yeah, it would be 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
if it's okay, I'll do that. I'll raise it to 4, all told, since I have a minus in strength.
It seems like maybe it's a different skill, though, because...
Yeah, haggle?
Coerce or something. Usually implies a threat of...
You're
going to do something violent to them.
Well, the threat is that, the leverage is that I'm leveraging the threat of the satrap being displeased with them, of wrecking negotiations and so forth.
I'll let that.
You can give me a minus if you feel like it's reaching.
Yeah, you're going to get some minuses because...
Cool.
That's probably at least a minus 5.
Yeah. And with a minus, I'm at minus 1. Oh, 10.
He goes, looked at some papers and there was a Xandir with you. It's not the one that was dead on the floor there.
This is correct, yes.
What was he doing tonight?
I cannot keep track of all my servants all the time. I'm the boss. This is for Jeeves and other servants to keep an eye on. Jeeves, answer to that.
He went out, was gone for several hours, and then returned. I do not know where he went.
There you have it. I'm sure this means that he also is innocent of this wrongdoing.
We will hold you here. We'll let the Satrap's administrator talk to you. Do you know anything about this, about the Xandir, where he might have gone, where he is now.
Hmm. What would Zamul say? I think he'd just say, I don't know the man intimately. He's simply a servant. If he has gone to get drunk with some other servants, then that's where he is. Or if he's gone swimming with the fishmen or some of your own filthy servants, then you will have to look for him yourselves. I don't know where he would have gone off to. This is a small island. I'm sure you're not that incompetent.
I see. You're going for charm.
Yeah.
I'm not used to being treated this way.
Snarls at you and...
Of course.
Gestures to the other king. Throw him in a cell.
Do it roughly.
Then you're locked away in something...
This is terrible to my reputation.
You've never had to spend the night in such horrible accommodations. I mean...
He's probably complaining to Gives the entire time until he gets tired of that and you know, just sits and fumes or paces about.
Yes, and Gives will do what he can to, like, clean off the rock slab that's the only place you have to sit. And
I'll have to be extra careful with my robe that I'm not regretting bringing.
All right, then, Vanna, I assume you're spending a... restful evening, or are you going to do anything in the middle of the night here?
I'm going to spend a restful evening, assuming that I have gotten my way and one of those ladies is in my room.
No.
Like the satrap's wife? Okay. She went back on her deal. Okay.
Probably wasn't even paying attention to you.
It's entirely possible. I'll probably just spend a quiet evening alone in my room writing then. Writing in my journal of all things. Completely unaware of the shenanigans going on outside.
Sook. See, you've got, like, light sleep or something. So you probably wake up as you hear some footfalls coming to your door.
Well, I'll get up and I see some stuff and I just sort of put it on top of my guest. And if he wakes up, I go, shh. And I put some garbage on top of them, and I walk over to when someone bangs on the door, I'll sit back in my bed, and when they bang on the door, I'll go, what? Who's there?
Door opens up, and the Commodore and a couple of sailors step in. And
I stand right up then. Commodore, sir.
Sook, what the hell were you up to last night? Men have reported you were sneaking around the docks and we've seen you swimming in the bay in the middle of the night. You're going to bring the Kang down on all of us. What are you doing?
I was working a deal, sir. Unfortunately, it fell through. I was hoping to get something off of one of those ships, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to do so.
And you attempted to hide Valentine somehow?
Yeah. I do have stealth. I took as a skill this time. Hey! So I guess it'd be stealthing him then, am I? I could be very good, but...
Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah, plus one. And 16.
They don't seem to...
Notice him, notice, yeah. We're talking corn right now, so all you hear, Todd, is... Wah, 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 wah.
They do notice that you're a sloppy person.
Yes, it's a great way to hide things.
You're saying what? That you were...
That I was trying to work a deal with one of the ships. I do not mention the ship I actually made the deal with, which ship it was. I said it fell through, basically. I even lost that conch I was going to sell.
So that's deception.
Yeah, which I don't have. So that's just going to be a straight what?
Charisma.
Deception is based on charisma. Yep, so it's a straight D20.
Yes. Nope. Yes.
I just can't lie. As soon as it comes out my mouth, I realize it sounds just as bad to me as it did to them, you know.
You start that and they're like, so shut up. Quit lying.
Yes, sir.
I want to know exactly what's going on, or I'm going to make sure and turn you into the Kang and make sure that you're the only one who gets in trouble.
It may be more than me, sir. I sit there and I look down, look around. One of the servants for the Faradun, the sweaty one, approached me to bring something onto their ship, which I did. I was able to sneak it out there using the conch shell to keep it dry and get it on their ship. But I've made no money off of this. Actually, he's going to reward my family back in the Coral City. I figure if something bad would happen to me, money would not do me any good. And I end up almost getting eaten by the eels of the Imirian ship in the process, which is how I lost the conch shell afterwards.
And you know nothing about some Xandir being killed?
First I've heard of it, sir. Because he didn't tell, because I almost say this, because he did not tell me it was a Xandir was killed. He said he was just being framed for murder, so could be telling you something else entirely. I did see one running about. I don't know where he went to though. He saw the Kang guards and made a detour. He's probably still in the jungle then, hiding, waiting for his chance to swim out to his boat probably.
Let's see if you're any better selling that lie.
Probably not. Woohoo! Because it's not entirely a lie. It's just not quite accurate.
Yeah, well, those are the best lies.
The Kang are all riled up now, and if they come to us and are upset, you're going to be the first one we throw at them.
Understood, sir. I wouldn't imagine doing anything other than to help protect the people here.
All right, well, you know, you're on...
I'm on the shit list,
scrub
sir.
Duty.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And he turns and leaves with the others with him.
I'll walk and close the door behind them. What time of night is it? About what? Almost fault still on or something like that? Or
now this is like first thing in the morning.
Oh, so it's just light.
Yeah.
So I close the door. I walk over to the cot, and I give it a swift kick. I lean forward, and I say in my best High Tanzlantian, "You are in deep a shit."
Are they gone?
You in deep shit.
I was
up
framed.
To here.
I was framed, and yes, I know. I'm in the deep.
You so deep, you pull me in with you.
That's why you're such a good friend.
I look at him, raise a finger, open my mouth, and then I just sort of, you stay. They look in. The Kang, look for you. Draw my finger across my throat.
Great.
I go over to a little chest, open up salt fish, put out some dried salted fish.
I might have a use for that. I am going to look about and see what I can do to change my normally dashing appearance to something much more mundane and not fashionable.
And yet still color coordinated.
Oh, duh.
Well, if you ask, you know, I'm going to be switch. I'm busy changing into my work duds because I'm going to be, you know, there's barnacles that need to be removed.
Unfortunately, being not Xandir is kind of tricky. So I'm afraid the sash will have to go, and it needs to be buried or burned or something so it doesn't get traced back to the good captain. The plan is to downgrade my fashion and to make me more incognito. And more or less, it's giving me something to do because I'm stuck here until nightfall, and then maybe I can sneak back on the ship.
I'm a sailor, so I'm going to assume I also have, you know, rudimentary sewing kit. So put that fashion sense of yours to good work.
What are you going to do, Sook?
I'm scrub duty. I'm going to report to duty, and and whatever ship they send me to go start peeling off barnacles, I'm going to start peeling off barnacles. I mean, you know, I'm not going to do anything out of ordinary at this point. If I do anything out of ordinary, they will get suspicious.
All right, then we'll go back to the dungeon.
All right. That's the dungeon.
You're brought back to the interrogation room type place, and
finally,
Aspasian is there. Gestures for you to sit down. Oh, he's appeared to have gotten into quite a mess.
He speaks, good Talislan, I guess. Yeah, okay. Well, it would seem some of my servants are perhaps in a mess. I don't quite understand why I am being held accountable for the possible misdeeds of certain ill-reputed lower caste people, and yet here we are.
Yeah.
Have you come to release me from this horrid dungeon?
I'm not sure we'll be able to do that. The Kang feel we should just kill the foreigners and be done with it.
Yes, well, they don't appear to have an overabundance of intelligence.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that too loudly in front of them.
Are they there?
There's a couple.
Or are we alone in the interrogation room?
There's a couple at the door. You don't know whether or not they speak Talislan. I can understand.
Yeah, it's frightfully tempting to just say it again, but I think Samuel will think better of it, being disarmed and everything. Well, what have you come to offer me then?
I was hoping you would be able to help us determine what happened and help us find with it's apparently this Xandir servant of yours.
Well, of course, anything I can do. Although, being as I spent the evening indulging and meditating, I cannot say what help I could possibly be. Realizing what he's just said makes him less valuable, he sort of backtracks and goes, although I may have heard one thing or two.
Indeed.
Being a terribly astute individual.
Tell me what you heard.
I'm sure I heard the pitter-patter of many feet around the villa at night. And voices, yes, voices.
Jivez goes,
do I have deception? Yes, I have deception. Okay, cool, okay.
Jivez goes, when Mr. Valentine came back, he did have his weapons drawn and seemed to be calling someone out.
Well, why didn't you say that before?
I tried, but the Kang did not appear interested in listening to what I had to say.
Ah, the Kang. Well then, so he came and he had his sword drawn and he was calling out to someone.
I guess he seemed surprised when I opened the door and told him to be quiet and not disturb you.
Did you see the body?
No. And once he came in, I came back to the servant's room and he went to his room. I didn't hear anything further from him.
Someone will turn to the Espatian and go, was the body by happenstance murdered by one of those ridiculously slim fencing things that the Xandir use?
I'm not here to answer your questions.
Well, you asked for my help. I'm simply helping you by painting a broader picture, a more clear picture of the situation. Perhaps this Xandir of mine is indeed the culprit. And if so, of course, he should be punished in place of me.
If we find him, we will make sure that he is punished.
Good.
it's pretty roomy here under the bus.
Then
I hope you will increase the celerity with which you will locate this individual, and we can be done with this. I can return to my proper quarters.
Let's see how well you're able to convince him.
Of my sincerity of wanting to help?
Yes.
Okay.
You're innocent. You want to help find this wayward, murdering servant of yours.
That would be like persuasion, maybe?
Probably just be your charisma, unless you think you've got something else that'd work.
Deception was too weak. It was just a tiny, tiny element there. Unless we're haggling, but I don't think that's appropriate. Yeah. No. I'd go with charisma. So that's plus two.
This is at least tricky. So maybe minus three.
Okay. Minus three?
Yeah.
Okay, so minus one, all told. Boom! An eight.
Well, you may go back to your quarters, but you are not to leave them.
Thank you, thank you. You are most gracious. And you know, realizing that he's gotten something out of this, he turns back into, halfway anyway, into the sort of, not smarmy, but, you know, ingratiating persona.
In Talos Lanta, are there weasels?
Well, depends on which definition of the term you mean. All right, so then Kang will escort you back to your guest house, and, you know, one stays there just outside the door.
Of course, yes. I will return to my various meditations and thoughts and hope they bring swift justice to this malfeasant. Sorry, Todd.
Vana, you anything you want to do on this lovely sunny day?
What is there to do? I mean, like,
I think early in the morning, a group of Kang come stomping onto your ship, asking,
"Oh boy,
we're looking for the Xandir Valentine. He came here on your ship. Did he come back last night? Is he here? Tell us the truth, or he'd suffer."
I'm going to give them a flippant response. I'm going to literally tell them, how should I know? I'm not his keeper. Because it's true. I don't know.
Have your crew assemble on deck.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Including your new cabin boy.
Oh, boy. No, new cabin boy is staying put. I will secure him in the kitchen, I think, in the galley.
Because I might have missed a detail, the cabin boy is a Xandir or not?
No, Mandalan.
Kevin Boy isn't a boy.
The Mandalan.
Well, yes. Okay. Well, and probably invisible to the Kang then. in theory.
If they're looking for her, not really. I mean, that's what Dirk said, so... Yeah, no. New cabin boy is staying in the galley. Hidden in a fish barrel, probably.
Okay.
What is this with dried fishes?
No, they're not dried. I keep dried fish on my boat. And probably the barrel is empty so he can fit the boy, girl.
Okay, how are you going to manage this?
That's a good point.
They say, assemble your crew, and what's your response there? You start yelling at the crew to come up on deck, or?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually going to go rouse, because I know a lot of them are probably still asleep. So I'm going to go rouse everybody personally, get the new cabin boy into a barrel.
Okay.
Tell her to stay put.
You're probably going to have to do something to shake this Kang officer, because he's staying at your side.
Oh, How close is he? Like, is he breathing down my neck close?
Keeping you within eyesight. He's essentially, you know, trying to make sure you don't do anything sneaky. So if you want to do something sneaky, you're going to have to be good at it.
You know what? I probably did brief the new cabin boy that he should stay below deck regardless. So maybe I will just holler for people to wake up and get on the deck. Especially if this guy isn't leaving me alone.
All right.
I might flick him with my tail, though. Just smack him with my tail. On accident. You can't see me doing quotation marks in the air, but on accident.
Your weak attempts at seduction will not work on the Kang.
After you get the crew assembled, the officer says something to Solomon Kang, and they kind of go off and start looking around. Looks like they're going to go search the ship.
Oh, boy. Do I trust the boy to get into a barrel, or... I wonder how smart she is. All right, I want to stop them. I want to literally, draw my pole arm and lay it across where they're trying to go. It's like my ship, my rules.
Ooh, drawing a weapon, okay.
Not at them, just across to where arm. They're trying you to go.
You don't draw a pole arm. You more or less wield a pole arm.
I take it off of my back and put it across where they're trying to go as a barrier.
Sounds like some sort of...
stupid move, yes, yeah. But what else is...
Intimidation type maneuver. You can either use your charisma or we can treat it like coerce and use your strength. I don't think you have any particular skills at this.
I don't. I have one strength, though, I guess.
Okay, and this is at least -5, we'll say.
It's a success.
Not with the -5, it's not. Yeah, so they're all drawing weapons, and the officer says, drop your weapon, or we kill all of you.
Yes, yes, murder them!
I'm talking to Vaughn, of course.
You know what? They just threatened my boys. That's part of my code of conduct. I'm sorry, Dirk. I'm starting an all-out war with these guys.
Okay.
I'm going to send Slasher at the nearest one.
So just to give you the situation you're at, though.
Impossible odds, I know.
Yeah. You may be able to. Your crew may be able to take care of the half dozen that have come on your ship.
You know what? Half dozen? How far out are we into the bay? Out of curiosity.
You're out in the middle of the bay. You don't know how many. There's a few Kang and Sun-Ra moving around on this floating dock, and there are a number of launches that they use to go from this dock to the docks that are on the island. Their warships are around in the harbor, and you know getting out of this harbor, and then you'd have to, assuming you were going to run, getting out of this harbor and through the shoals and reefs. You're a good pilot. Maybe you saw Sook lead in. Maybe you could find your way out. But I'm saying there's some difficulty, and they have, you guess, at least a dozen warships here. You could outrun them all.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Well, what is a pirate's life if not fraught with danger?
Also short.
I'm very short. Yeah, very short. If Anna dies, I'll just take over as one of my other crew.
I'll be good too.
Is there like a different response that isn't all out war?
Sounds like maybe initiative time for going to violence.
I'm thinking if there's a way to avoid killing these guys, but they did just threaten my boys.
Oh, you threatened.
Code of conduct versus code of common sense. What would you choose if you were in her place? Common sense or conduct?
I have no idea for Vaughn.
It's up to Vaughn, totally.
All right, you know what? Contact overwrites common sense.
But one of your code of conduct is only kill if there are no other options. So
yep, I'm going to throw them all off my ship.
Negotiate. Do you have any negotiation?
I have a little bit of negotiation.
Offer, you know, to accompany them.
Anyway.
I don't know if you have any leverage.
What are you going to do right now? Because you brandish your weapon in front of them. They're all drawing arms. So I'm going to either...
I will drop my weapon. I will drop my weapon and my tail at the same time, which is the code to my second to be ready.
Okay.
Like, don't draw your weapon, but be ready to fight. That's kind of my tail code.
Then one of them...
At the moment.
You drop your weapon, one of them steps and, you know, just shove you out of the way so he can get below decks.
Damn. Let me think.
See how resourceful this cabin boy is.
They go searching through your ship. One of them comes up, shoving her in front of them, and says something to the officer there. And then the others kind of assemble, and they are looking over your crew and points to in your crew, there's, say, maybe 10 Xandir. They point to them. All of you, you come with us.
Hey, that's my crew.
There's a murder committed by a Xandir. If they aren't identified as the ones who did it, they will be returned.
They were here with me the entire night.
Then they have nothing to fear.
All right, I'm going to let them go, but I'm pacing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous. I am a nervous and very irate Jocketh right now. I want to leap at them and claw their faces out, but that's probably not a great idea.
They take those 10 off then and are put on boats and taken to the island.
Sad music.
On the bright side, my plan A would have failed horribly. So, woohoo, plan B.
Your plan A?
Oh, no, my plan A was terrible. Your plan B, thank you.
You know what? You know what? You know what? I just had an idea, Dirk.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go with them?
What? You know, yes, if you want to come with your men, fine. Come on.
Yeah, okay, I'm coming.
So they bring them to where the dungeon is and bring in one of the Aspasians who had first seen you when you all came, and he looks them over and says, none of these are Xandir who was with the Farad. Kang, like, grumpily go, all right then, they can all go. They let you go and load you up on boats and take you back to your ship.
Now I have a vested interest in what the ever-living heck they're talking about. It's like, what went on outside of my knowledge? Murder investigation? Has my freedom to go to and fro been rescinded?
Depends on where you want
to
go.
Well, to check on my fellows, that's for one.
You want to go see Zamul?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll let you into that area.
Okay, so I'm going to approach him.
His little house there is being guarded, but they let you in. Making sure you don't have any weapons on you when you go.
No, I don't. I want to do the whole burst in and, like, go, what the heck is going on? Like, tail all bottle brush and ears back, and it's like, I am disappointed and slightly disturbed right now.
If it's in the room Samuel is in, he will just, you know, blink again and go, does nobody on this island have any manners?
I'm sorry, Master, you know she has none.
You know she's a pirate. God, how close is his servant person to him?
He probably tried to stop you from just bursting in, but you were too fast and he comes in behind you.
Okay, I'm going to march right up to him and grab his collar. What is going on? Why were my crew just captured?
Madam Pirate, please.
I'm not going to hurt him. I just want answers.
Vana, let go of Gives. Gives, it's probably better if we don't refer to these people as pirates while we are on this island. To see that you don't make such a silly mistake again.
I'm sorry, Master. The more she...
Of course you are. Why wouldn't you be? Now then, what do you want, Vana?
What is going on? My crew was just captured.
What do you mean captured?
Some Kang came on board and took my boys.
All of them?
No, just 10. Which is about half my crew, so start talking.
Which 10?
My Xandir boys. What the heck?
The good-looking half. The
good-looking half. You know, he'll wave his hand like, oh, okay, I know what this is. And he'll go, oh, They were probably just taken in. It could have been Lysandra who murdered someone. Or rather, some important... One of the other negotiators... not negotiator. One of the other envoys. Some other Sandir. Who knows what tribal disputes they have amongst themselves. Apparently... Oh, what's his name? Valentine may have, in fact, murdered him in this very cottage. It's an outrage. How could he do this to me? Doesn't he know my feelings on this matter? We couldn't possibly have ruined my chances of getting a proper trade agreement now. Ah! He does a little circle of rage and outrage, waving, gesticulating. Because it's always all about him.
Oh, I want to remind him it's not just about him right now.
What do you mean, remind? He's never known that.
You said Jockatail's a prehensile, right? Can I smack him with it?
A what? Prehensile?
Okay.
Or actually, you know what? You know what? Because it's Vana and she's as tall as she is, the butt. Settle down.
Let's all keep our heads, Sigir. We have Kang outside. Who knows what... What those brutish idiots will think if we start to tear into each other. I assume that none of these 10 of your crew were, in fact, Valentine.
No, they were let go, but I still want to know what's going on. This isn't...
Well, if they were let go, why did you come here to complain? Why are you wasting my time?
Because you're the one that seems to know what's going on all the time.
Well, that's flattery of a kind, so Sambu likes that, so he'll not bite back.
That's not how she meant it, but okay.
It's never about how anyone means anything. If you still have some free reign of the island, I am confined to this cottage thanks to that betrayer. But if
Where
you
is
still...
he?
I don't know. Apparently the Kang don't know either. I want you to find him, and I want you to find out what's going on. And if possible, I want you to bring him to the authorities so that I can get on with my business.
So you want to turn him in?
If it comes to that, yes, of course. What is he next to profit?
The one who's paying my paycheck.
I am the one paying your paycheck, Madam Pirate. Madam, I mean, you know.
Excuse me?
Sneaks a look at Jeeves through the corner of his eye, like realizing he made the same boo-boo he just told him off about.
not even a hint of any sort of expression on Jeeves' face.
All right, of course.
it's lonely under the bus.
Madam Captain, and I think he forgot what he was going to say, because, yeah, yes, exactly.
Well, where do you suggest
looking around for like something to poke at or something to sort of mask his sudden failure?
Where do you suggest I start looking?
Well, he was getting rather... friendly with a satrap's wife, although I wouldn't recommend you go poking around there.
Oh, you never know. I may be welcome.
It seemed also, I believe, that he was on with good standing with the, what was that, foreigner, that he sort of looks into the air searchingly, that scaly fish person who was leading the pleasure barge. The one we saved from the other.
You need to snap your fingers if you're going to summon Jeeves.
Captain Sukrad, I believe, sir.
Yeah, yes, of course. That is what I intended to say. Captain Sukrad, wherever that degenerate dwells, I'm sure you can call upon him and see if he knows anything. Perhaps they are.
I knew where he was.
Perhaps they're both drunk or something.
I suppose I'll try the bars then.
Well, bar.
Oh, bar, right.
The only bar.
I don't know. Is that true?
Well, there's probably some sort of in the
Sunrod village
area. Ah, there's probably something you guys have set up. Well,
at any rate, I want you to find him and hear him out. And if he makes a case that he is innocent and so forth, then try to bring him around surreptitiously. Actually, don't. Do not bring him here. I don't want to be associated with him, even if he is innocent.
I'm going to have company under the bus.
Yeah. So, you know, the best place to hide him now is not in my hut, but hide him back in the cottage, because they've already been through it already.
If you find him and his story doesn't make any sense, then deliver him to the Kang.
If I find him and his story doesn't make any sense, he'll pay.
No,
you don't see this, okay? I understand that you are very good with the ship, but you have no sense of how diplomacy and negotiation works.
What use is diplomacy if he gets half my crew killed?
They are not killed. They were returned. Were they not?
Yes, but that's not to say that Kang couldn't take them again.
It could take anyone at any time. That's not the point here. The point here is to negotiate a proper contract. And that is something that I excel at and you are terrible at. So you need to listen to me in this case.
Look. She's got her teeth showing. She's angry at the moment.
Of course.
You do the talking. I do the head bashing. Got it?
That is what I'm saying. Exactly. Now you understand. I do the talking and thinking. You do the head bashing. Now go do some head bashing.
Yes, sir.
Good.
He gives the jock equivalent of flipping him off as he walks out. As she walks out.
Is that the tail?
Yeah, it's like tail flick.
Well, Jeeves, I think that went rather well.
If you say so, sir. So, Vanna, where are you going?
I'm gonna go to the solitary bar on the island, see if I can find any information of where this guy went.
What is it, midday now or something like that? I'm not there. I'm at the other place, at the Satrap's own docks right now, so.
Oh, yeah, if it's midday, I'm going to go over to where I think he might be getting some.
You don't exactly have free run of the island. Your permit or whatever says, you know, you have to get them to take you, like, from your ship to the docks, and then you're expected to go from there to these cottage area where the foreigners are staying. If you're going to go somewhere else, you'd have to talk to somebody and get permission or get escorted or something. Or you could just go and see what happens.
Who's around?
You're just outside that cottage. There's a Kang guarding outside his cottage. The other cottages don't have guards, but this is a walled area and there are guards at the gates.
I guess I'll just ask one of them.
Ask him what?
To take me to where the satrap's wife is staying. Because I have something to return to her.
He yells for Mandalan to come in and translate because he doesn't really understand. And the Mandalan says, you wish to see the Mistress Charming? I will convey your request if you would like.
Tell her I have something to give to her. Oh, it's in a personal request as well.
7 to 8 days later.
Yeah. This is probably...
It needs to be conveyed quickly, yeah.
I'd say give me a charisma roll at -7.
Oh, God. Okay. Todd, I liked you. -7.
-7? -4. I believe you are scoffed.
Tom goes, I cannot guarantee the mistress will entertain your request, but I will relay it, and goes off.
And he promptly just throws your request into the trash bin and ignores it. Yeah.
You know what? I got to find a way to get in there myself. What's the guard like? Is it very heavy?
When you were led up there to the reception hall, there were guards all over the place, yeah.
Is Vanna being escorted as well? Like from the cottage to the...
From the gates to the docks, no. But then the guards can kind of see most of the way there, and they're usually Kang or Sun Ra hanging around the docks that might notice somebody wandering in the wrong direction. You know, there's a chance you could sneak into the trees or something.
It wouldn't be the first time you snuck into her cabin.
I'm going to try to sneak in. God, what do I have? I have stealthy.
To just sneak off the path down to the docks would not be huge difficulty. Then trying to sneak into the mansion complex is going to be more difficult.
Okay.
Especially given that there's been a recent assassination.
Yes. I guess I'll try to just sneak onto the docks first.
Okay, so was that Vanna's dex plus or stealthy?
Yes.
So +6.
There's just a -2.
Boom.
All right. So you can make it off into the trees and... Where are you heading? Are you trying to head up to the mansion complex?
Yeah, I want to get into that room.
As you make your way up to the high point on the island, again, there's a higher wall around this place, and you can see there's a couple.
I'm good at climbing.
A couple gates, which are manned by Kang.
You know, I have a climbing at +6. Can I just climb over the wall?
Might be able to climb the wall. Doing it stealthily will be more difficult since it's broad daylight.
Can I wait in a tree until it gets dark?
Sure.
Because Zimul didn't exactly give me a time frame.
Maybe you could go visit someone else in the meantime and come back when it's dark.
I'll go talk to Sook, I guess. I've scoped out the wall. I know what I'm going to do. So head to find Sook and try not to strangle him.
Call that a perception check, maybe, to be able to happen to see him.
We all look alike
there.
To you.
Okay, that's perception +5.
That's called a -3.
Yeah, I'm the one that's sitting all by himself during a break, having something. Yeah, it's kind of obvious that no one wants to talk to me.
Right. Is that a success?
Yes.
It's a 19. Are we at the docks or?
You've been working.
There's convenient piers I can sit my butt on and eat.
Jump onto one of those.
Ah!
Hi.
Get me over there, around this barrier. You can get me in trouble.
You don't happen to know where our friend is, do you?
I give you a very bad look of,
our friend.
Vaughn has no tact.
Zamul? He's in the cockpit.
No, I was
guard.
Just to see Zamul, our other friend.
I thought she's with you.
Not that friend. Smack with tail.
Stop that.
Then tell the truth.
Do we have a crowd now, or do we at least have people watching us right now?
Probably some of the other Sinra have been giving you the side eye there with talking to this foreigner.
Stand up and say, "You're not allowed on these docks. I'm going to have to escort you off these docks."
And I would have to remove your head with my pole arm unless you tell me what I want to know.
You don't have your
pole arm. I have to escort you off these docks.
Wink,
personally.
Wink.
Oh, of course. Please do. I think I might have gotten a little lost.
Yeah, I grab you by the arm, roughly, and said, "Play along." And I start leaning you off the dogs. "He's hiding in my hut. Meet me at dusk when I'm done here, and I'll take you to him, okay? Or meet me at the bar, the Billy Buttercle."
That sounds very Sunra.
Oh, it would be another good summary. I don't know.
Something evoking the majesty of the ocean, I'm sure.
The Golden Coral. How's that? It's a Sunra bar, which means it's half submerged.
It's the wet bar.
Okay, look sharp. There's the Kang. This person somehow got onto the docks. Please escort her back to where she belongs, and I shove you into the hands of the Kang.
Okay, so they'll.
I'm gonna be the picture of innocence going, "I'm sorry, I seem to have lost my way. I was trying to get to a bar."
No bars for foreigners here.
No?
Go back to your quarters, and he'll lead you back the area where Zamul is. What are you planning to do then, Vaughna?
I will sit patiently until dusk and then sneak my way into the Golden Coral.
We'll assume that Sook gave you directions.
Yeah.
Give me stealth so that you can make it over there completely unobserved.
There you go. There's your 20.
So as you're in the shadows there, Vaughna, and you see him making his way to the bar.
Sorry, guys. I gotta leave.
All right.
Do you want to call it here, or do you want to do one last thing?
Maybe there's something we could do with Valentine.
Oh, Valentine. Yeah, you've been in my cottage with a sewing kit and lots of sheets and blankets.
I'm doing the exciting role-playing stuff. I'm making myself a pirate costume.
And then you remember you were going to make a disguise.
I understand. I'm
seeing you in there with needles in your mouth going, "This is excellent, this cloth." And so it comes back like, "What did you do to my curtains?"
I saw the other Xandir crewman on Vanna's ship, so I'm going to try to come up with an outfit that will allow me to blend in.
Yeah, let's call that fashion, sure. I'll say it's a -3 because, you're limited materials.
I was going to say that should be a positive because of my mundane and boring materials, but fine. I just can't work with this material. It's just like there's one color, dull.
Actually, I think it's kind of the opposite. It's kind of like the high fashion version of a pirate outfit, not an actual pirate outfit. It's like, it's the pirate costume rather than the actual pirate outfit.
Yeah. You're the guy who's gone to the costume store and rented a pirate outfit.
But it looks great to you. You think it looks great. And Zamul, you do anything during the day here?
I think Zamul will be very annoyed at having essentially he's under house arrest. And he'll attempt to make use of the time by meditating on the image of this fortress on a cliff that he saw in the vision and trying to figure out where he's seen it before. Because you told me there was some recognition, but I couldn't make sense of it at the time.
Yeah, there was a symbol on one of the banners, 7-pointed star, and he saw it on something during the reception feast. He saw it on something there. What was it? You know, they had all kinds of art and stuff on display.
I don't remember. It wasn't the Amanians stuff, was it? That was an eye, right?
No, I'm allowing you to bring in a little creativity part of the narrative you saw.
Oh, okay. Could it be any one of the other envoys, or should it be local?
I was thinking local, though. It's possible it could have been on something on one of the envoys.
Oh, man. So many possibilities. Well, I'm going to have to go with the first impression. And it's something that was... It was a hanging. It was in the sort of banquet room where we met everyone. And it was hanging beside one of the inner entrances. Not the entrance we came into it through, but a different entrance. Yeah, it's leading into some inner place. It was hanging beside that door. And there was some other symbol on the other side, but I didn't think about that.
All right.
Maybe I noticed it because I was checking out some of the competition and they were standing right next to it or something.
All right. I can work with that.
Cool.
Then you remember that.
Perhaps I'll venture out to the Kang and I'll say, would it be possible for me to take a refreshing stroll through the cottage garden? You would naturally have me under observation the entire time. It gets so stuffy inside the cottage.
Jeeves translates that for you, and he kind of grunts and nods his head in that direction.
All right. So we will drift toward, near to the cottage where his fellow Farad is situated.
All right.
And he'll see if he can spot him or call his attention to him.
Yeah, so he's out again, sitting on the tree smoking his pipe.
So Samuel will, find some crenel or something in the wall and if there's a partition and go, Brother Sulabar, Master Sulabar.
Mr. Zamul seemed to have had quite an exciting evening last night. Shame you missed on the negotiations this morning.
Yes. A great shame. At any rate, I hope you took full advantage. It wouldn't be right not to.
I noticed some strange goings on at your house last night.
I hope the Kang did not harass you as they did me.
No, no.
Did you perchance see anything in particular that might be of interest or help to me?
Of help to you? No, no.
Anything of interest, then?
That Xandir you traveled with seemed to be up to some curious things.
Yes, I was told he came by with a sword in hand, shouting things. I did not notice it myself. Oh, did he? You wouldn't happen to remember what he was shouting.
Seemed to be calling someone out.
And this someone, did he mention a name?
I did not catch it, no.
Well, you've been very helpful. Perhaps you can be further helpful. Perhaps you remember the banquet, the delightful banquet before all this unfortunate trouble.
Yeah.
Yes. There was a particular room in the back of the banquet hall. I don't know if you remember. There was a hanging with a distinctive star pattern. You wouldn't happen to have remembered it or know where the significance of that symbol.
Vaguely remember something. There were a lot of hangings and art, and the Quan are rather ostentatious.
Yes, yes. Good for cloth merchants, I imagine. Is he fishing for some kind of compensation? Am I getting that sense? Or is it more I don't really care?
More, what the hell are you getting at? What are you asking me about hanging?
Oh, okay.
What's your angle?
This symbol struck me as...
Oh, by the way, if you wanted to try to get any idea about what he was saying about Valentine and stuff, you might have to go to Dice, but...
Okay. To know if he's lying or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's do that. Let's do Perception, I guess. See what my read is. +1. Any minuses?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay, you'll
we'll keep that secret.
Cool. Oh, 20.
You certainly get the feeling that there's something that he is hiding or not being fully honest or fully forthcoming on on the events of what he saw and what he did that evening.
Do I get any sense, maybe this is too much information, but do I get any sense that there's anything more than a professional possible rivalry between him and me? Like maybe he has an interest in keeping things from me?
You don't get any sense of that there's anything. Yeah. You certainly get that there is professional rivalry.
Mm.
He doesn't mind that you had this misfortune.
Of course not. No. I mean, that's obvious.
Seems to be enjoying himself. Welcome under the bus.
Yeah. I don't see him being inclined to help Samul in any fashion, even for compensation, considering the bigger stakes. So I think Samul will simply, like, he'll brush
you
that whole, like,
getting something from him would be, you'd need something big. It'd be a big deal.
Absolutely. And I think someone will just, you know, sweep the whole star pattern thing under the rug, like, oh, just a stray curiosity, and, you know, wish him a lucrative afternoon and then retire to the house again.
To you as well.
I must destroy that man, Jeeves.
Of course, sir. I'll put him on the list.
All right. Well, I'm pretty much done.
Yeah, and I really can't continue my scene to get Ari back. So I guess want to call it here at this point.
All that we can do with Valentine, or is it better to cut it here?
Sure, because otherwise I'll just dig myself into a deeper fashioned disaster.
Yeah,
I thought that was what we were doing, all of us.
Yeah.
We have to weave in the Imrian some more somehow, the Darren or whatever his name was, to like menace Vonnegut with.
I would say he is being somewhat constrained because he doesn't want to upset the Quan and the king.
I think now that Vonnegut's been ranging about the island and she's being fairly visible, maybe there's a rumor that reaches the Imrian or something, and maybe he has agents or an agent. That would be interesting. Just a thought.
Talking about, does he know she's there?
Yeah.
He knows.
Cool.
He knows the ship. He knows it's her ship, so she's here.
Oh, good, good, good.
She was stealthy enough that he didn't see her during the reception and stuff, but he knows her ship is here, so she's here.
Oh, he was talking about maybe having a new lead on the right. Well, I'm enjoying this quite a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Even though I did reach the point where I'm at the end of my rope for how obnoxious I can make myself be. Right?
No, I think it's a wonderful job. There's plenty of rope to attach that you can still pull on.
Yeah, well, I have to live my life myself and stuff, so.
Haven't volunteered to help set a trap for Valentine?
Yeah, it's just. We'll see if this is a trust-building experience or not.
I think it's fun to like be put in situations where there are consequences to stuff, and then we have to sort of work our way to the surface, I should say, because it's not about really keeping afloat. It's from preventing ourselves from drowning
in
the mess we've made. I want to, you know, commend you, Dirk, on like going to the logical like consequence stuff. That's very like gratifying to play against.
Yeah, and not have the PCs be, well, we're the PCs, therefore we have plot immunity. No, we don't have plot immunity.
Okay, so any ideas on what you're thinking you're going to want to do?
Well, I know I'm going to be talking with Vanna, and then we'll take it from there. I have no idea what we're going to happen after that.
What are you going to propose?
I obviously can't take her to my cottage, but what I'll offer is I'll try and find some way to get the package out of my cottage so she can take ownership of the package.
Well, the package wants to get off the damn island. Now, in theory, yeah, sure, I could solve Lord Zane's murder, but he's been trying to kill me for a while. This Magnus dude may have done me a favor if I survive.
you know, you could always go and confront him, you know?
Yeah, that sounds not suicidal. Bloody likely.
Well, you're a swashbuckler. Maybe you should actually sneak in and try to confront him, if that's your suspicion, and then you'll have to flee again. Maybe.
And, you know, well,
in theory, he's probably in the same cottage complex as you guys.
Yep.
But the fact that he hasn't shown up is a story unto itself, too.
Here's a scene that we can have with Jeeves and Zamul.
Okay.
Well, Master Zamul, do you believe we need to find Valentine to be able to leave here?
I think that is really the only prudent thing to do if we want to get back into the good graces of the Quan, and that is what I intend to do. Yes.
I may be able to talk to some of the servants and have them on the lookout for him?
Yes, excellent. Yes. We shouldn't simply have Varna do the legwork, but proper servants. Yes, yes, of course. Good idea.
I will do this. There will be many more eyes looking for Valentine now.
Thanks. If it isn't somewhere on top of a glacier, it's down in the jungle, I tell you.
Oh, great.
Well, I gotta have Jeeves working his motivations as well.
Oh, yeah. Everyone should be doing their thing. And I think for, like, maybe next session, I'm going to probably have to find a way to screw myself over by finding a way into that door, like following that vision. Definitely. We'll see how that goes.
Eivor wills it.
Yes. Being cooped up here in his cottage is just driving him bonkers, while all the others are probably getting all the great trade deals.
Get that Valentine so they know he's guilty and kill him. Everything would be great.
Oh, that's true. Well, I have people to do that. But meanwhile, I can go pursue the important divine things. We'll see. Maybe I'll be torn between the two.
What sort of spells you got here? Maybe you can do something to find Valentine.
Oh, hey, that's true.
Wait, divination? That's actually magic in the game?
Yes.
Oh, man! I think everything I have is combat-oriented.
I decided to have some other types of magic.
Yeah, his voice in the fire.
Maybe when Jeeves mentions that, you know, more eyes, or like, yeah, I'll tell the servants, then, you know, it dawns on Zamul that, hey, I could also look for Zamul. Or, I mean, Valentine, he gods. He's so self-centered. So while Jeeves is off, you know, telling the servants, he lights a ritual candle and, you know, gets into the whole mode. If you want to do that now, otherwise we can take it next session.
Sure. Let's do that now.
All right. So he'll focus and you know, do the necessary motions and preparations and put himself in a sorcerer's mood and call upon Avar for aid in finding this interloper. Oh, no, not interloper. This Malfeasant, so that he can get on to more important matters.
Casting at what level?
-1 per default, right? That's level 1. Is there any point to getting extra levels?
We'll do it like we did last time. Okay, cool. The level you cast at is the bonus you have your perception to peer into the flames and see stuff.
I'll do a 5, level 5, so that means I have -1.
I can imagine you looking into the flame and then peering out other flames all around the island. Torches and candles and braziers and maybe smoking pipes. Just doing the all-seeing eye of Avar. Wherever there is fire, there is you.
So you'd be at 0. So you'd be at...
No, I have -1 per default, right?
Well, that's because the default is level 1.
Oh, okay. So I'd be at 0. 18.
All right.
Let's waste the high roll on the magic.
Well, I'm sort of putting them together somewhat, but okay. So you get +5, and you need this just to be able to get into your magic trance here.
And my perception is 1, so +5, 6. See what I see. If anything, 8.
Partial success.
How do you phrase your question on what you wanted from?
Show me where this Malfeasant is so that I can get on with my life.
So many Malfeasants.
Malfeasant, right?
You can see Valentine in his new pirate getup.
Oh, man! Ran it out already!
Yeah, so you probably wouldn't be able to get an idea where this place he is, some room with a cot, and he's trying on these new garments.
He's got a little hand mirror out going up and down, you know, looking at himself. Gets some black wax and put on a tooth. There you go. Proper. Missing a tooth now. Yes.
Why, that self-indulgent malingerer.
He certainly would get the impression that, yeah, he's still on the island and disguised as a pirate.
And I think the final thing is like Samul snaps his fingers and goes, Jeeves, and, you know, with the intent of like telling Jeeves that who to look for. Like,
all right.
Tell the servant. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes.
Love the story. Hate the character.
The noose tightens a little tighter around Valentine.
And the terrible thing, you know, being the spectator and all this, Valentine thinks, well, this isn't going too badly. It's a safe place, new disguise. Maybe things are turning around for me.
And this is great GMing, too, that you're like prodding us to screw each other over. Mm-hmm. That's great.
So he's not taking too much, really.
Well.
I still would. I'd love to know what the reward was for Valentine's head.
Well, you know, it would probably almost certainly get you out of get you off the shit list.
Yeah, and if I can reveal a vast conspiracy, get me onto a better ship. That those Western waters really are a great place to go being a trader captain, because you get be a lot more semi-autonomous out there than you are when you're near here.
Yeah, so what is Valentine planning to do?
Come nightfall, he wants to try to sneak on the vanished ship and get the hell out of Dodge. We're going to be playing a shell game with Where's the Valentine?
I mean, oh, come on. Shouldn't you do some kind of Powers Booth, or whatever his name is, Errol Flynn-y, like, at least confront the suspected real murderer? Yeah. Maybe just to say thank you and then screw off.
You know, that would be the thematic thing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Screw that. Good gaming. Always enjoy the role play heavy stuff. So thank you very much. Well, y'all take care.
You too. Right. Thanks for today.
Bye-bye.
That's a very scary name, the Dread Pirate Valentine.
I'll steal your heart.
If you want to contact us, we have a Facebook page. We started a Google Plus community. There's our forums, sundayskypers.freeforums.org. There's email, sundayskypers@zoho.com. That's sundayskypers, all one word, @zoho.com. And of course, there's always telepathy.